I just want to get this out of the way. If I have to explain to you why it's demonic and child abuse for a male to attempt to breastfeed an infant, then you need to leave. Turn off the video. Don't bother watching. I don't even know if I want to talk to you about it. This next topic, you're going to probably have to sit down for. Maybe have the kids go sit outside because it's just awful. We sued the CDC. I mean, the headline kind of just tells you how far we're falling as a society. Judicial Watch sues CDC for records about its guidance on breastfeeding by males. Yes. The CDC, as part of the crazed transgender extremist agenda, provides advice on males breastfeeding / abusing infants. Now, I just want to get this out of the way. If I have to explain to you why it's demonic and child abuse for a male to attempt to breastfeed an infant, then you need to leave. Turn off the video. Don't bother watching. I don't even know if I want to talk to you about it. But for the rest of us in normal society, we recognize this for the abomination it is. Now, if I could stop it from happening, I would, you know, but I don't know how to. But Judicial Watch knows how to do FOIAs to figure out what's going on and at least highlight that the federal government should not be in the business of abusing infants or enabling the abuse of infants. The lawsuit was filed after the CDC, a component of the Health and Human Services Department, failed to respond to a July 6, 2023 FOIA for all records reviewed, referenced, or relied upon in the drafting and publishing of updated guidance pertaining to breastfeeding by transgendered individuals on the CDC's website. And then we link to the website. I don't know if we can show you pictures of the website a little bit later. Let me know if that pops up. All records of communication between any office or employee of the CDC and any other individual or notice or individual or entity regarding the updated guidance described in part one of this request. So we want to know, you tell us, CDC, what is the so-called science behind having males abuse infants? Tell us what the science is, how it is, what drugs are out there, what treatments are out there that allow males to somehow start magically producing breast milk in a way that's safe for the child and doesn't harm them in ways that I can't even imagine in terms of, you know, having them breastfeed from males. I just can't believe I'm talking about it and the government's promoting it. But this is where this transgender extremism has taken us. The CDC posted on its website advice to, quote, transgender parents who have had breast surgery about breastfeeding or, quote, chest feeding infants. Some transgender, and this is a quote from the site, some transgender parents who have had breast top surgery, that's a way of describing mutilating women by tearing their breasts off, may wish to breastfeed or chest feed, a term used by some transgender and non-binary parents, their infants. Healthcare providers working with these families should be familiar with medical, emotional, and social aspects of gender transitions to provide optimal family-centered care and meet the nutritional needs of infants. Now, of course, the easiest way to tell someone who is mutilating themselves through transgender extremist treatments that it's going to, certainly if you're a male, you just can't pretend to be a female and start abusing an infant. Or if you're female and you remove your breast tissue, it obviously could impact your ability to breastfeed. Do we need a federal agency saying that? But they're not even saying that. I mean, there it is. If you have questions about infant nutrition or medication before and while breastfeeding, please consult with your healthcare provider. And then they say you can provide, you can find more information on medications and breastfeeding here at the NIH. Transgender and non-binary individuals, non-binary gendered individuals may give birth and breastfeed or feed at the chest feed. The gender identity is, or expression, let me read it. I can't read it on the screen because I don't have my glasses. The gender identity or expression of transgender individuals is different from their sex at birth. The gender identity of non-binary gendered individuals does not fit neatly into either man or woman. This is supposed to be a health entity. And they're coming up with this transgender malarkey, right? What they're saying here is a political statement that has no basis in biological reality, and it's anti-human, it's anti-male, it's anti-female. And in this case, it's anti-child, anti-infant. Some families may have other preference terminology and how they feed their babies, such as nursing, chest feeding, or body feeding. There you go. An individual does not need to have given birth to breastfeed or chest feed. So they seem to be suggesting that males can, quote, chest feed babies that aren't even their own children, at least biologically. Bill Cassidy, who's a doctor in Congress, he's a senator, he's a ranking member of the Senate Health Committee, which oversees HHS. The Democrats, obviously, maybe it's not obvious, they've embraced this fully, unfortunately, for their party. Republicans haven't embraced it fully, although there are, I'm sure, a few Republicans who are very nervous about taking on these transgender extremists. And Roger Marshall, who's another doctor, senator from Kansas, sent a letter to the CDC director for Biden asking for information about the guidance. We're writing to you with serious concern about the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidance for biological men who identify as women who wish to breastfeed. CDC's pledge for the American people commits that the basis of all public health decisions will be made on the highest quality scientific data and is derived openly and objectively. This guidance, however, seems driven by political considerations rather than science, and the agency has provided no explanation of the reasoning and data behind these recommendations. And then they ask a series of questions, and I'm going to read the questions because they help highlight the insanity, depravity of this, quote, advice or advocacy by the Centers for Disease Control, the abuse of your tax dollars to enable and further the abuse of infants. Did the CDC use any peer-reviewed studies to inform its guidance on transgendered individuals breastfeeding? If so, provide those studies with your response. If not, why not? What data did the CDC rely on that compares the nutritional benefits of biological women breast milk with the breast milk produced by a transgendered individual? What data did the CDC rely on to evaluate the long-term effects of health risk to an infant from being breastfed by a transgendered individual who has received hormonal therapy to transition genders? What does the CDC recommend that healthcare providers help transgender individuals obtain a drug that is not approved for use in the U.S.? So evidently there's a drug out there, and I forget the name of it. I think Fox News had a link discussion of it because Fox News initially highlighted this story a few months ago, which generated our FOIA request. And obviously the senator's letter helped generate our FOIA request as well. There's a drug that's approved for one use that's been repurposed because it supposedly helps males generate something that looks like breast milk or allows their glands to develop some sort of secretions that can be termed to be breast milk. But, I mean, it's kind of like quasi-science in the sense it's more rumor and and what's being said online versus having any scientific basis for it in the form of studies. And as the senator suggests, there's been no safety analysis of using the drug for that purpose. And if the drug, for instance, is conveyed to the infant as a result of the male ingesting it and transferring it through this faux breastfeeding. The Biden administration, and this is something that I think every senator should answer for in terms of allowing it to be funded, not only just Senators Cassidy and Marshall, who seem to be at least asking the right questions, but are they going to fund this? See, this is what I talk about when you say, why is this being funded? And they say, well, it's hard, you know, so whenever someone tells you there's nothing that can't be done, they can defund everything we're talking about here. Protect the babies, defund this craziness at a CDC. Frankly, find out who wrote this and zero out their salaries so they don't work in the government anymore. Protect us. The Biden administration attacks the health and welfare of infants by encouraging biological men to pretend to nurse them. This dangerous transgender extremism is now the subject of a cover-up as the CDC refuses to turn over any records under FOIA to Judicial Watch about its advice to help biological men attempt to, quote, chest feed infants. I tell you, if you would ask me ever, forget about 5 years ago or even a year ago, would Judicial Watch have to file a FOIA lawsuit on the federal government promoting men breastfeeding infants? I mean, I'm sure you would share my view that I would say, well, that's crazy, right? But this is where the communists have put us. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.